This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Sunday, the 8th of June, 2025.
Hello.
So today, Cam's parents came up to London to visit us and see Uma, which was so lovely. So they came in the morning, and then quite quickly we thought we should just get out and walk down to Peckhamry Park. So we left the house, and I was surprised, actually. It was a really, well, it was very bright, and it was a really crisp wind, which I feel like we haven't had for a couple of days. Thinking about it also, I think I usually dress like one layer less than I might do otherwise, and I think that's from having a baby or like, you know, being out and about with Uma. I think, you know, just from like pushing her stroller around or, you know, carrying her at times, I think like having a baby kind of adds a bit warmth in its own ways in terms of what you get up to when you're out and about, for me anyway. So I think I tend to like dress one layer down, and yeah, so maybe I don't notice when it's as crisp or a little bit cooler, but I think because today, because there were, you know, two others, Cam's parents, on top of Cam, also kind of taking turns pushing the stroller and having Uma and things, I think the kind of slowing down of that for me made me actually just, I wasn't doing as much, so maybe I noticed it was a bit crisper, which is really nice in lots of ways too. So yeah, it was quite, but then it kept flipping between then actually getting really warm and a little bit sticky at times, and I think that's partially because we did quite a lengthy walk, but I think the weather was just like, and the sun kept kind of popping in and out. When it was out, it felt quite strong, and you can kind of tell with Uma as a bit of a barometer, like the way we take care of her as a baby, you can kind of tell what the weather's like. Like all of a sudden we notice that we need to get a sun hat on her, or maybe, you know, we need to take her jumper off because it's definitely too warm, or actually the wind's picked up, we need to put her jumper back on, we need to try and get her socks on, even though she's now learned how to ping them off, which is really funny more than anything. So yeah, I think it's interesting kind of thinking about the ways in which you realize what the weather is like in that moment, and I think that's something that I kind of noticed reflecting on today, but yeah, lots of really nice consistent breeze throughout the day, I think, and then the sun kind of popping in and out really highlighted it quite nicely, and then right now it's nice blue. It's kind of the first time I noticed really that there's a really blue sky. But it's quite pale. It's quite a really nice soft gradient, but then also a bunch of rain clouds off to the edge. So yeah, it feels like a very London kind of weather day.
It is currently Sunday, the 8th of June, 2025. The time is 7:08. I've just made it back to outside my hospital. And you may be able to hear the band song as a white sky starts to develop in the horizon. It's pretty warm even at this time, which is interesting, albeit a bit difficult, especially commuting back on trams and buses with loads of people at the system members. That's all 3 hours old music festivals, all the way until dawn. But that's it. I think this might have been one of the best weeks of my life. Feeling that sentimental about our music festival, because it's that comes with the space, like even if it's just saying your sort of thing or just a notion of consciousness, but I don't know what words are anymore. I saw a lot of good music again today. There were points where I thought I should just leave, but at the same time, why think it when you're already here, and you just miss it when you're gone.
Bonjour. Just woke up and weather is bright. I'm almost like blinded by the light. It's this kind of light that doesn't let you see that far out, because I feel like it's just obliterating every urban element that is at a certain distance. So I can see from my terrace like a little mountain. Not just today, every day, but I just picked up on it. Which has like a massive virgin, Clara, I think she's called Virgen Santa Clara. Kind of like Rio de Janeiro, but smaller. And I literally can only guess the silhouette. But it's sort of like a dream. It's not there. So it's very kind of like magical, sort of Monday light. Sorry, Sunday light. It's tricky to like focus the sight. That's what I would pick up on today. I can see some of the buildings that are right opposite in the street quite clearly and quite crisp, but as like distance gets in the way, like the further out, the harder it is to see. And I don't know whether it might have something to do with like the past few days have been like very low rain or very low humidity, and that's, I don't know if the air is just like very shitty right now, but yeah. Otherwise, waking up on weekends is perhaps a bit less of a, because I don't wake up that early, so I don't experience the cold in such like a inside, deep inside my body. So really enjoy that. And yeah, I'm just like really having to close my eyes. I really enjoyed doing these weather diaries. Cat! I'm seeing a little cat as my new neighbor. They feel like, I don't know if I mentioned this on another one, but I'll say again just to close my intervention. I really enjoyed doing them because they feel like a kind of effective, a more intimate version and personal version of a weather forecast that are usually very dry and like stripped of feeling and all kinds of all kinds of subjectivity and feeling and emotion. So it's been an interesting experience and just like a very an exercise of like being present each day, asking myself to do something that I would do anyway, but not in a conscious way. I would do it to think what I'm going to wear or, but not as an artistic exercise or like as a conscious exercise. So thank you so much for having me. Bye. Love you.
Sunday, June the 8th, 2025, 7:32 a.m. Darug and country. There's more wind today. It's not as constant as yesterday, but comes in fits and starts. Sharp, fast, gusts of 35 miles per hour, I'm informed. The light is really interesting. It's sort of as if the clouds are thin enough to let the sun pass through, but thick enough to blur the edges and kind of place a diffusion over the day. It's cold, definitely cold in the wind, colder than 5 degrees feels like it should be. I'm told it should feel like -1, whoever they may be in their perception of this cold. 6 degrees of wind chill, which seems like a small number when you think about it, but yet it changes so much. Looking overhead, it sort of feels like the day's going to clear, like the clouds are moving so fast that it gives a sense that something's maybe about to shift or change. And I guess that's really something that I've been thinking about, this liminal temporary slipperiness of it. Not just the weather, but being within it. A sort of threshold where the self ends and the system begins. I suppose not really about prediction, not certainty, but more just a presence. 7 days of observing it. The weather not as subject, but as a condition, a medium. It's changed how I notice it, I suppose. Seems like I feel more in it, less beside it, sort of entangled. And I guess none of this was ever really about the weather. It was about maybe returning to sort of sensation, to paying attention, sitting with the nuance of perception. Looking up, I can't really tell if the clouds are coming or going, and maybe that's kind of never the point to know. Weather observation.
Hello. Final day of the weather diary today. Currently in a car driving home, back after a nice weekend away, and really looking forward to getting back and seeing my dog, giving him a big hug and being able to take him for walks again. That's the best. So today's been a gorgeous day, actually. Super sunny, a bit close, as I say. I feel like that's a new thing that I've said. I didn't used to say that. I feel like you get to an age where you start saying mild and you say it's close, and I like that. I like being there. So it's a bit close, a little bit hot in my choice of outfit. I didn't have many options, because again, I'd packed lightly, and I'd packed even lighter to get back home, and left some things with my partner who's staying for a few days. And yeah, I was quite sweaty today, especially when I woke up. Had a lot to drink last night, so it was a little bit warm. My pyjamas were too hot, but we were staying at a friend's house, and so had to just go with the choice of pyjamas that I had. But it was nice to not feel too awful when we woke up this morning, despite it being a bit hot. And we went out for a nice walk and got an iced drink, which was such a treat to get an iced drink. Had a nice matcha, which you can't get where I live, so that was a really big city treat. Super delicious and refreshing, and walking in the sunshine was just so nice this morning. So even though it was could have been considered a bit clammy, I felt relaxed and happy that I was outside and having some sun on my face and using my sunglasses, which I love. Been on a train ride, and then quite a long train, played some games, and then now on the final stretch back home to see the dog. And I've loved doing this weather diary this week. It's been a great way to just interact with all my senses and look at the world a bit differently, and be more grounded, I think. I was also at a market today, and I was looking at a crystal stall, and the one I went to was I was drawn to was serpentine, which I didn't really know about, and I read the little description, and it was a grounding crystal, and I do think that is how I've been feeling this week doing this. So it's all come back round, and it's been a delight.
Hello,
sending this in from just outside our house on our road in South London. We had a lovely day today. My mum and dad came up to visit us, And we, I picked them up from Peckham Rye Station, quickly went back to the flat. Uma was sleeping when I left. Mum and Dad saw Uma, and then I had this thought, and I didn't know what the weather was going to do. But the weather was perfect for it. We walked up to Peckham Rye, pretty much did the same walk that I did a couple of times this week when Rashid was teaching. It was really nice to do with everybody. The weather was perfect. It was not too hot, a little bit of wind, and then it would change quite often. And I kept on taking my, I had a shirt over the top of a t-shirt, and I kept on taking that on and off. And my mum was the same. It was sort of one of those days, like when the sun went in, you might want like another layer on. It was also really nice to obviously hang out with my mum and dad, Rashid and Uma. It felt like quite a nice end to this first week of doing the weather diary, to sort of take everybody on this small little walk I've been doing. And we went to the wildlife garden, showed them that, which was really nice. Again, felt quite circular for this. The pond had the algae or whatever plant life was on the top had grown so much with the, all the sun and the rain, that I couldn't see any newts today. We walked through the gardens and we went to the back where there's like a mini forest. Someone, I can't remember the person's name, I think they're Japanese, have developed a way of it's multi-layered planting, which makes forests grow a lot faster. You do like really dense planting of plants which grow to different heights, so it's more competitive. And there's one of them, there's an example of it at the back. So we sat in there for a couple of minutes. Yeah, it was just a lovely day. It is just past six now. It's sort of similar, really, slightly cooler because the sun's lower, but blue sky and then quite a few clouds around. They're not really, not threatening, not doing anything. All of the plants look extremely healthy because of the rain and the sun. So yeah, that was today. Lovely day hanging out with my mum and dad, and Rashid and Uma. And yeah, again, felt like a nice way to round this out, round this off. Thank you for listening. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rashid Rajguru, featuring Daisy Grant, Owen Hanlon, Pablo Pajole, and our other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can head to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like Sprite Weather Diary from £1 a month, you can head over to patreon.com/sprite. And a final thank you to all our current supporters. Finally, Sprite Weather Diary will be back soon, so please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you soon.